Vern Baker, I Waited Too Long. 1959, went up to number 33 on the pop charts, made it to number 5 on the R&B charts. What a singer. Real good songs that she did over the years, and I always enjoyed listening to Laverne, one of my favorites. A song written, by the way, by Neil Sedaka. All right, welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to go right back to some music. We've got the Dales going to get us started, then the Buckinghams and a group called the Enchanters. So right now we got the Dales with a song called There Is.
Don't you care? to all the good times we used to have, the times we cried and laughed. I wanna know, will you ever love me again? Or will I find out that this is the end? Don't you care? That you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you
up there, I wanna thank you so much for sending her sweet love to me. Yeah, I've been so alone, never had a girl of my own. I wanna thank you so much for sending her sweet love to me. Yeah, yeah. I've been so alone, never had a girl of my own.
You. 1964 for that group. That went up to number one. Number 81 on both R&B and pop charts. Being 81, as I say many times, if you've got a song that's probably not in the top 40 or 50, most people don't hear it as often as a bunch of others. It's not as popular to them, but a real good song, popular across the nation in some areas more than others, I suppose. I want to thank you, the Enchanters. Okay, and then Buckingham's Don't You Care, 1967, number six for them on the pop charts, group out of Chicago, real popular during the mid to late 60s, and had a lot of good hits, and I always enjoy listening to the Buckinghams. Reminds me of my high school days. And the Dales got us started with a song from 1968 called There Is. Went up to number 28 on the pop charts and number 11 on the R&B charts. This is the group that did, of course, the great doo-wop song, Oh What a Night, from 1956. That song went up to number 4 on the R&B charts. Didn't make it on the pop charts until a revised version came out years later. But, Oh What a Night was a great song. That's the Dells. There he is. Right, let's keep going right now. We got the Chi-Lites coming up. We got a guy called Kenny Ballard. And then we're going to do a little Beatles today. So right now we got the Chi-Lites and Have You Seen Her?
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
Oh, I see her face everywhere I go, on the street and even at the picture show. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Oh, I hear her voice as the cold winds blow in the sweet music on the radio. Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
I'm a calling on you. Only you can help me. Tell me what to do. Yeah. I lost my love, I'm in misery. Someone stole her away from me. Mr. Magic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm a calling on you.
Calling on you.
Oh, Mr. Magic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Weave your magic spell.
Your magic spell.
That special magic.
song called I Saw Her Standing There. All right, that's that song went up to number 14 on the pop charts here in America. If you flipped it over, you got a number one song. Their first Capitol release was I Want to Hold Your Hand, and that was the flip side I just played there. So if you got I Want to Hold Your Hand, flip it over. Of course, then you've got I Saw Her Standing There, which was a big hit. It probably went higher than number 14 in some places. I know it played a lot around here. All right, then we got Kenny Ballard before that doing a little song called Mr. Magic. That's from 1964 on the Cap label. And I don't know anything about Kenny Ballard, and I don't know anything about Mr. Magic. But nice little sound. You can find that on some CDs that have some missing soul songs or soul compilations. So a good sound by Kenny Ballard. And before that, Chi-Lites, Have You Seen Her? 1971, went up to number 3 on the pop charts, number 1 on the R&B charts, a group out of Chicago, and had a lot of good hits there. Okay, Dale and Grace is going to get us started next, and then Billy Brown, and then the Dream Girls. So here we go right now, Dale and Grace, The Loneliest Night.
The loneliest night of the week.
Flip out. say. We're gonna dance and romance right till the break of dawn. I'm gonna flip out, I'm gonna fly high, I'm gonna have a ball tonight. I'm gonna flip out, I'm gonna fly high, do everything right. I'm gonna show my baby I'm a natural man, if I can, and I know I can. I'm gonna flip out,
on the Big Top label. If you're really looking for it, it's Big Top, record number 3085. Real good sound by them. They did a lot of good stuff, but they never had a hit. One of the leaders of that group was Bobby Smith, and they did some real good sounds. That was from, I believe that was from 1961. Before that, Billy Brown with a song called Flip Out, a little rocker-style song there. That came out in 1958 on the Columbia label. Didn't do anything on the charts, but may have done something somewhere locally. I'm not sure where he was from. And Dale and Grace got us started. Lots of hits for them. That was a song called The Loneliest Night, 1964. Went up to number 65 on the pop charts. And Dale and Grace, both of them came out of Louisiana and recorded on the Montel label and had a lot of good songs. Let's keep going. We got Tommy James going to get us started with a big hit for him from 71. And then Merle Haggard's going to do one. He's going to do a flip side, but if you're familiar with Merle Haggard, you'll think that's not a flip side, but it is. It didn't chart, but the flip side charted. But this is one of his more popular songs, but never made the charts, not even on the country label. And then the Platters. So here we go right now with Tommy James and Dragging the Line.
Dragging the line,
dragging the line.
Started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today, I started loving you again. What a fool I was to think I could get by with only these few million tears I cried. I should have known the worst was yet to come, and the crying time for me had just begun. 'Cause today I started loving you again. I'm right back where I've really always been. I got over you just long enough to let my heartache mend. Then today I started loving you again.
You've got the magic touch.
Ooh.
It makes me glow so much.
Ooh.
It casts a spell. It rings a bell. The magic touch. Oh, when I feel your charm.
Ooh.
It's like a alarm. You make me thrill so much. You've got the magic touch. Here I go.
Oh,
but where can I go? from you. I didn't know too much, and then I felt your touch. And now I've learned I can return magic touch. Here I go, really. Oh, oh, I'm feeling the glow.
Oh, oh.
But where can I go from you? I didn't know too much, and then I felt your touch. And now I've learned I can return the magic touch.
You've Got the Magic Touch, 1956. Went up to number four on both the pop and the R&B charts for that group. Man, did they have the hits. Great, great songs. Merle Haggard before that, Today I Started Loving You Today, which was the flip side of a number one song he did, The Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde. But this side here didn't chart anywhere. But most Merle Haggard fans think it's one of his best things he did. But for some reason, they just didn't play it. But real good sound by him. And Tommy James, Dragging the Line, 1971, went up to number four on the pop charts for him. All right, we're going to do we got the Creedence Clearwater coming, and then we've got our double play of the day. And we just lost a member of this group out of England, Spencer Davis Group, and it was Spencer Davis that passed away. So we're going to play two by that group, and hope you enjoy those. Right now we got Creedence Clearwater starting us off with Hey Tonight.
Hey!
7, went up to number 10 that year on the pop charts for him, he and his group. And before that, our double play, we had another Spencer Davis doing a song called Gimme, Gimme Good Lovin', 1966, number 7 on the charts for them that year. Spencer Davis was 81 years old, and I think he was from Wales, South Wales. I always say England because I consider all that the UK over there, but he was from the Wales area, I believe. And one of the members of his group, of course, was Stevie Winwood, who was about, what, 17 or 18 or 19 when all this was going on? And what a musician. He did some, one album he did, he played every instrument on the album and sang, so, when he did a solo stuff, so. But anyway, they were considered, to me, they were, Spencer Davis' group was a little different sound, but they were considered part of the British invasion. They, were there in 66, 67, along in that time, and part of that bunch. So anyway, double play of the day, Spencer Davis Group, Gimme Good Lovin', and I'm a Man. And Creedence Clearwater got us started from 1971, number 8 for them, Hey Tonight. If you've got the song, the record, Have You Seen the Rain, they just flip it over and you got Hey Tonight. I always flip them over. Okay, let's keep going. We got Fast Domino coming up with an Uncharted song of his, Foreigner, and then Sam Cooke, one of the best, Sam Cooke. So let's go right now with Fast Domino and Stop the Clock.
Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. Time keep moving on, soon my baby will be born. Ooh, wee. Oh, wee. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. She gonna catch the train of three, that'll be the end of me. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. Tick tock, stop the clock. For my baby would be mine if I could just turn back the time. Tick tock, stop the clock.
Always listen to your point of view. My ways of trying
1962, went up to number 13 on the pop charts, number 2 on the R&B charts, and real good sound by him. Nothing like a good Sam Cooke song. He wrote so many good songs. I keep saying I'm going to do a whole show on him one day. Maybe I will pretty soon. Hope so anyway. And let's see. The flip side of that, by the way, was Having a Party, which was a real good sound by him too. So if you got that song, remember, flip it over. Okay, Foreigner before that, Blue Morning, Blue Day, 1978, number 15, a group out of, well, they performed in New York, I believe, but they were British and American musicians and formed a group together. So, Foreigner, real good Sam. And Fast Domino, Stop the Clock, that was on the Imperial label, and the flip side of that, Have You Ever Seen a Dream Walking, charted. Stop the Clock bubbled under 100. I think it reached like 103, but it didn't get much airplay, but real good sound by him. I do like that song by him. A gentleman by the name of Jimmy Donnelly did a cover of that. He and Fats were good friends and worked together a lot, and Jimmy did a real good job on that. If you get a chance, pull that one up and find it. Okay, we got to get out of here, so let's play two more before we finish everything. Let's get Crystal Gayle and then Elmer Parker. So let's do Crystal Gayle right now with her first pop chart song, I'll Get Over You.
One thing about this heart of mine, all my hurts gonna mend in time. It don't leave no scars behind, I'll get over you. I'll find me a guy one day who's not scared to give his heart away. When I do, it's safe to say that I'll get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through. From now on, think I'll lay low. I'll talk fast, but I'll move slow. You taught me all I need to know about getting over you. Sometimes think I love you still. Wonder if I always will. But I know it's just I get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, I'll be good as new when I get over you. Sometimes think I love you still. Wonder if I always will. Love for you's so hard to kill, but I'll get over you. I'll get over you. I'll get through, and when I do, I'll be good as new when I
in my arms, give you my money too. Love you with my might, love you with my might. I love you pretty baby, until the broadening night. I want to love you, you know I love you, you know I love you, you know I love you pretty baby. Tell the world I do. Well, now you got a nickel, I got a dime. Why don't come a baby, see me sometime. Love you in the morning, I love you late at night. I love you pretty baby, until the broad daylight. I want to love you, you know I love you, you know I love you, you know I love you pretty baby. Tell the world I do, yeah. Love you in the morning, love you late at night. Love you so much, baby, we won't fight. I give you all my money, and I'll take care of you. I love you pretty, baby, no telling what I'll do. I want to love you, you know I love you, you know I love you.
tell the world I do. Yeah, baby, I'm always stuck. I'm always stuck. I'll take you, darling.
That's Elmer Parker with a song called You Know I Love You. And I don't know much about that record. I've seen that it came out on the Music Clef record label, record number 3002, but I'm just not sure. I came across that on a CD and thought I'd play it today. So anyway, Elmer Parker, and You Know I Love You. It's kind of a Bo Diddley sound there. And let's see, before that, Crystal Gayle, I'll Get Over You, 1976, went up to number 71 on the pop charts. That was her first record to make the pop charts, but it was her ninth record to get on the country western charts. I believe it was her first country western number one song. So she had been around a while before she made the pop charts. She was one of my favorites. I got to see her twice in concert here in Birmingham and enjoyed both times. Okay, let's get out of here. We've got to go. I thank you for listening today on the BRC Radio Show. And we're going to get out of here. We usually play an instrumental song. We're going to do another one today. You remember the guy named Robert Parker that had a big hit called Barefootin' in 1966? We're going to do one that came out in 1959 or 60 on the Ron record label. It's a little song called All Night Long. I'm going to play part one. And Robert was a saxophonist, and he was from New Orleans. And he's going to do a song for us called All Night Long, Part 1. And then we'll catch you next time on BRC Radio.